time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. How's it going, everybody? No need for me to talk that much, even though we're a weekly show and I need to talk. But I also need to listen. And what I do best is listen to great guests. And on the other side of this coming break, we got Rick Gorman, the co-tournament director of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. That's coming up December 27th through the 29th, a couple days after Christmas, in between New Year's. A great take, a real who's who of Merrimack Valley and North Shore teams, with a couple of extra ones from the South Shore even, and down in the Metro West area. So you can hear all about it from Rick Gorman after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Dom Nicastro back at the Sports Desk with our latest guest. It's going to be, I think this is 3 years in a row now we've had him on, Rick Gorman, Tournament Director for the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. The best thing outside of, maybe even better than being in the Garden in March, is being in North Andover in December. And here we are. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me back again. Yeah, this is year three, and obviously love talking about our tournament here. I'm the co-coordinator along with Rich Napolitano, and we've been doing this. We took over the tournament 11 years ago, and taking it to a new level. And yeah, we're excited. 2024 tournament's going to be great.
Yeah. And Rick, you know what? Let's start with right up front with the sponsor, because, you know, this doesn't happen without the support from Commonwealth Motors. Just been an amazing support for, you know, Merrimack Valley and North Shore sports here. I mean, to put this thing on takes a Herculean effort, and you need the support of a business like Commonwealth Motors. And they've just been tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, this is actually the 50th year of the tournament. And about 12 years ago, we were hitting on some hard times. It didn't have the popularity it once had. It didn't have the financial support it once had. And a group of us took over from the athletic directors to put on this tournament. And obviously, the first thing is we needed a major corporate sponsor. Charlie Dare from Commonwealth Motors, Andover resident, lover of the Merrimack Valley, does so much for the kids in the Merrimack Valley in all sports. You'll see him with football stuff, baseball stuff. He's all over the place. We actually said, hey, Charlie, we need you. We want to keep this tournament going. Charlie's son had played in the tournament, and it took about 5 minutes, and he was like, I'm all in. He has taken it to allow us to take it back to where I was before. He provides $16,000 in scholarships. 16 teams get one person gets a $1,000 scholarship every December. Wow. He has actually helped us financially with other aspects of the tournament. This is the first year in almost 25 years that we've returned. Instead of giving the kids a t-shirt, they got the hooded sweatshirt to honor the 50th year. So yeah, to say, it's an understatement to say Charlie Darrah saved this tournament. And he's one special guy. He hates us talking about him. We just had the banquet the other day. He's, you know, he says to me all the time, don't tell him, talk about me and blah, blah, blah. But reality is we don't have a tournament without Charlie Darrah and Commonwealth Motors.
Yeah, unbelievable efforts and contributions there. And giving back to the community is it's special. It's a special thing when it happens like that. And, you know, the festivities on the court start Friday, December 27th. But is there anything we're missing that happens before that, that the public should know about, or just some fun behind the scenes stuff?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the big thing is we had the pre-tournament banquet. It's a brunch over at Merrimack College at the Sackowitz Center. We bring all 16 teams in, their coaching staffs, managers, and we actually put on a breakfast for them. And during the breakfast, we also have a great guest speaker come in, someone who played in the tournament this year was Ashley McLaughlin Pullman. Who graduated 20 years ago and was an MVP, one of the only few people to never lose a game in the Christmas tournament during her high school career. And she talks to the kids about how the importance of this tournament is and what it is. She was phenomenal. We also released our third Hall of Fame class. This is the first Hall of Fame class featuring players. The first year was pretty much celebrating the founders of the tournament. The next year, we did it 2 years later. We did big-time contributors like Mike Muldoon and Charlie and others. And then this is the first year we did the players. We're excited, and we'll be doing another players group 2 years from now. And then we basically, you know, pump up what it's going to be like playing in the tournament. We go over the schedule and things like that. It's in and out. The guys and the girls are there, you know, for close to 2 hours. It's just a special night. And then leading up to this, Eagle Tribune, which has been phenomenal for us for all 50 years, Hector Longo in particular, he'll be doing pieces of leading up to the tournament. There'll be pieces about the banquet, the Hall of Fame class. He's going to be doing something on the scholarship kids. And then he'll be focusing on the teams coming in. Obviously, our area of the Merrimack Valley will be focusing on the teams like North Andover, Central Catholic, Andover. But, you know, big plugs in for, you know, the teams that come from a distance, like on the boys' side, Newburyport, Beverly and St. John's Prep, and on the girls' side, Bridgewater, Raynham, Natick, Pawtucket. So all that stuff will lead up to it. And then we have a great holiday. And then get ready on the 26th. And then for the first time in a while, we're going to be doing back to back to back. So three straight days, 27th, 28th, 29th, at the home of the Warriors, the Merrimack College. We're going to be at both sites again, one facility, but we're going to be in the hockey arena at the Lawler Arena. And then we'll be in the other basketball gym, the Hamill Court. So you come, you pay one price, you watch phenomenal games in two different courts.
Yeah, and what I love about it is, you know, Friday, December 27th, Saturday, December 28th, and then Sunday, December 29th. I mean, that is like an absolute perfect scenario. You know, for those who celebrate Christmas, it's all done. It's over with. Yep. You've done your hosting, and now you have a recovery day Thursday, and here it is, Friday. School's yep. off. It's school vacation week. It's college vacation week, so alumni can come back. A lot of workplaces shut down. So, and the other thing that's awesome about this, Rick, is that, like, it's slow in the beginning of the season. Like, oh, who's good? This team's 2-0. This team's 1-0. So you don't really get a sense of the players yet. But then this tournament kicks that all into gear because there's such a high level of competition so early in the season.
Yeah, you could be one of the big teams coming in, even like Olatukum in the tournament. You go on a run for it. We got some powerhouses, obviously. We seed the teams 1 through 8. You know, in the boys division, first time ever, North Andover is number one seed. They're returning a major amount of their team. Okay. They are the defending champions. And then on the girls' side, the number one seed is a powerful Central Catholic team. Casey Grange has another solid team coming back. And we do the best to try to, you know, pick the seeds based on, you know, what teams are looking like. But again, that's all in the off season, summer leagues, fall leagues. We got to do the seedings by October. But, you know, if you're an eighth seeded Lawrence on the boys division, you who's probably never been an eighth seed, that's locker room material to, you know, come out and maybe shock North Andover the first round. But any of these teams, you know, there's only a few teams I don't think could be tough to win three straight. But on the boys side in particular, I think there's a lot of parity. I think there's a number of teams that could win this thing.
Yeah, you mentioned number one North Andover versus number eight Lawrence. That's at 7:45 at Lawler on the 27th. That to me is, I mean, they're all intriguing, but that's such an intriguing matchup because, like you said,
it's a rematch of last year's
right.
Obviously, Lawrence lost a lot of players, new coaching staff. Mike Isola is doing a great job. Let me tell you something. Paul Tanglis is nervous of this 1-8 lineup because, again, it's Lawrence North Andover. We're rivals. We play each other twice a year, every year, if not three times a year. So, yeah, some really good matchups. And, you know, some really good players are playing in this tournament. Down there, you guys, you know, Beverly is the sixth seed, but they may have the best player in the entire tournament with Jordan Class. Mm-hmm. I mean, just a real star. And, you know, I look around these teams, there's some real college material kids on both the boys and girls side. So, yeah, it's going to be a heck of a 3 days. And, when we get to Sunday night at 9:30 and we crown the boys champions, the girls champion, it's going to be pretty special.
Yeah, and looking at the lineup here, the 16 teams, any one of these newbies, new entrants into the tournament?
Yeah, Bridgewater Raynham on the girls' side. They've been trying to get into this league, into this tournament for a few years now. That's a powerhouse state program. They've played Andover a lot in the past. So they're our number two seed. They'll go up against seven seed North Andover. I expect that team to be really good. Natick's been in it for, on the girls' side, Natick's been in for a few years. And, you know, they're the fifth seed this year. Pentucket's always a powerhouse here. They've been with us for a while now at the third seed. You know, Westford's won this tournament on the girls' side, and they're the sixth seed. So on the boys' side, you know, you got the mainstays of North Andover Central, Andover, Methuen, Lawrence. Newburyport is in their third year with us, but they're a sneaky good team. They're actually the fifth seed. They'll play Methuen in the first round. And then I just said, you know, with Class and a number of really good Beverly players, you know, at the sixth seed, they're going to go up against Andover. It's going to be a tough game. And then the Prep and Central Catholic, two Catholic schools will go against each other in the first round. So you don't know. We, you know, obviously it's not an exact science. We try to figure out with input what the seed should be, but at the end of the day, it's going to be a wild 3 days to see who takes home the title.
Yeah, I like that Andover Beverly boys matchup because you got the defending Merrimack Valley Conference champions, right? Andover, I believe, and Beverly, who's got, you know, a great coach down there. Well, they both do. They got Dave Fazio at Andover, and then Karakoudis.
Great coaching matchup. Faze against Matt Karakoudis. And obviously Andover will be well coached and ready to play. And, Jacob Class is they'll obviously be keying on him, but Beverly's got other weapons. So again, on both the girls and the boys side, we talk about the great kids playing this, really talented kids, special kids. But there's phenomenal coaches on both sides. She's got Alan Abino over at Andover, the girls. You know, he's won state championships. Russ Coward over at Westford. Jess Devaney at North Andover. If you go down the line with, you know, along with Casey and Grange with the girls at Central Catholic. And, you know, just really good coaches that get it and kind of buy into what our whole tournament's about, too. So that was special when we brought in all these teams. Could they buy into, kind of the feeling that we have up here, what our whole mission is, what we try to do. And once again, I got people ringing off the phone. I had a couple out of state teams calling me this year. How do we get into this tournament? And, you know, most of the teams here are going to be with us every year. But when there is an opening, we try to bring in a good program.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, Rick, the fans even have something at stake here, because if you're a fan of a team that walks out of there without the title on the court, you can still win something for your school, for your community, the Commonwealth Cup, right? Is that the best fan section?
About 10 years ago, and it was originally for the best student section. But because it's Christmas vacation and everybody's home, alums, parents, grandparents, we call it the Commonwealth Cup, and it's for the best fan base. And it tends to be maybe a team that wins it because, you know, they're playing three nights and an intense thing. But, you know, we've had a couple of teams that won the cup that didn't win the title, went to the semifinals or something. But we want people to be obviously appropriate, but we want them to be loud and proud. And there's a huge crowd. When we get to those semifinals and the finals of both divisions, when we play in the Lala, it's pretty special. And, you know, there'll be 2,000 to 3,000 people there for sure.
You know, I'm just thinking as you're talking, these kids today, the fan sections, they're wild. I mean, I went to, let's see, it was Saugus Girls versus like Worcester North Girls in a tournament game last March or February. And the Saugus fans were counting to 10 every time a Worcester player went to the free throw line. And I would never make a free throw if someone did that to me. I mean,
they get pretty creative. I do preface it by saying, make sure it's appropriate. We've had a couple of minor things we've had to deal with. But to me, it's hilarious. It's good stuff. It's all in the good spirit of what the tournament is. And, you know, obviously the more people come, the more the tournament makes financially, so we can continue to provide the great things. You know, nobody makes a dime off of this tournament, but to be able to provide the bank with the awards, you know, the sweatshirts, obviously renting Merrimack, and Merrimack does give us a good deal on stuff. But, you know, having it on a college campus, people don't understand that too. Nothing against our high school sites, but to have it on the campus of Merrimack College is extremely special too.
Yeah. Do you have a rough estimate, Rick, of how many people, you know, three day total? Total soup to nuts, one number, boys, girls. Is there a number that exists that's a common average number for this tournament?
Per game, you mean?
Oh, yeah, even per game or soup to nuts, like the whole thing.
Yeah, so, you know, the honest thing is, you know, the one good thing you brought up is the tournament's on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this year.
Yeah.
Other years, it's during the week, and, you know, there are people that still do work after Christmas during the day. So I think our numbers are going to be up high because it's more of a three-day weekend.
Mm.
Reality being is when you get to those semifinals and finals is, you know, anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 people at the game.
Nice.
You know, when you get to, like, the seventh place game on the third day and it's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll be honest with you, there's probably 100 people in the gym.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, we do pretty well over the 3 days. We try to take the first round matchups. We look at the times around maybe what the two teams would bring in the most people.
Right.
But like with our teams from a distance, like, you know, I talk to Matt Carrick, who is above this every year, you know, he's got a good group of people from Beverly that end up coming down 62 to 114 to
head
up to Merrimack. You know, Bridgewater Raynham, which is going to have the farthest distance. Their team's actually staying in the area for the 3 days, but they've got a tremendous amount of support coming up from there. So, you know, people do travel, and obviously the Merrimack Valley teams, it's in our backyard, so we expect huge crowds from them.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you can't expect a wild standing room only on a 1:30 game, right? Like
it just,
you know, people tend to get out of work, and you get the numbers that increase there at the night games.
Sure.
But yeah, this is amazing. And ticket wise, so let's break down how people listening, and we'll tweet it out and all, obviously, and all that. But who gets?
I'll send you guys the link. We obviously encourage people to online rent ticket early is actually the best way to do it. Get your QR code, and we'll give you the link so people can do that. The other thing is we are obviously selling tickets to the door. A lot of people just show up that day. I will warn people that only tickets to on game day sale tickets will be done actually in the Lawler Arena, which is the hockey rink. You won't be able to get tickets going through the Hamel. That'll be all blocked off. But so go through there. And, you know, obviously we keep it cheap for the students, you know, $5 for the students to go. And I think it's $12 now for adults or whatever. But, you know, what you got to keep in mind, you go there for game one and you stay all afternoon. It's the best money you'll spend.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at the link now. The Bridgewater folks, I believe, tweeted it out recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a nice little deal.
Hopefully, you guys, if you could just pass it on, obviously on X/Twitter, you know, follow everything that MV Hoops Guru. We also have a Facebook page. We're going to be live tweeting the games with pictures, players of the game. So we do it up really well. But if you didn't mind, if I could just give a plug for our Hall of Fame class of 2024.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Yeah.
This is our first year of having the players, and it's a phenomenal group of people. These, I described it at the banquet as the titans of the tournament. These are some of the biggest names that ever played in the tournament and arguably the most decorated people. So Leo Parent from Central Catholic High School, Nicole Boudreau from Andover High School, Scott Hazleton, Central Catholic High School, Ashley McLaughlin, Andover High School, Chris Vitrano, Andover High School. Chris is still the all-time leading scorer in the tournament. Dali in Orlando from a Methuen High School, Ted Kelly, who went on to play at BC, Andover High School, and Barry Ann Fitzgibbons, North Andover High School. Phenomenal group of people. They're going to join us on the 29th in between the girls and the boys final, and we got a great Revere Cup that we give them, and we'll have some photo shoots and stuff. And then we'll start the process next summer to basically look at what will then be the 2026 class, which we have guaranteed will all be players again. And then as we go down the road, we'll look for coaches, you know, contributors and things like that. But a great Hall of Fame class of the first one with players, and looking forward to honoring all those people on the 29th.
Yeah, and it looks like was Andover's own Ashley McLaughlin the guest speaker.
She had a phenomenal speech, by the way. She really took the kids through the whole mindset of what this experience is like. So she'll be back on the 29th so we can honor her. But when you look at some of these, I mean, obviously Scott Hazleton, you know, went to UConn and, you know, obviously Rhode Island, had a great career, big name up here, now a referee along with coaching. Leo Parent was probably the first dominating big man in the Merrimack Valley. Nicole Boudreau, who went on to BC, three-time winner in the tournament, only one that's been a three-time MVP. So you're talking the titans of the tournament right there.
Yeah, and you're getting some good love on Twitter, too, from, like, Natick, because they were in town, and, you know, yep. Senior captain A.D. Roby wins the scholarship, so they're tweeting out that. So you're getting some love outside the Valley and the North Shore. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. So, obviously, we appreciate you guys supporting us and getting the word out. Love to see everybody. If you're a hoop junkie, even if you don't have any, you know, connection to the teams that are playing, but you're just someone who loves hoops over the holidays, come on down. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, it's like everything, like, you know, you it gets busy in the winter. It's, you know, it gets dark early. It's cold. You're just shoveling. Yeah. It's like, when can I get out to a January Tuesday night game? Probably not. My family, I got to do things around the house. This is like your whole season. You can just capture it all if you're a fan of local basketball.
Yeah. And for all those people that sometimes have a problem with the officials, we have 68 of the best high school and college referees, both males and females, that will be coming down to ref. I'll put our choice of referees in this tournament, soup to nuts, the best around. We're just trying to make the tournament so good on all levels that everybody has a great time. So I'd like to give the Zebras a shout out because they won't get a heck of a lot during the tournament.
They sure won't. Is that a QR code I see on that you tweeted out?
It is. That's the QR code.
Fancy.
That people can just obviously scan that, and that'll take them right to be able to get the tickets.
That's impressive. Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic under a digital transformation as well, as well as bringing high level basketball. I love it.
Trying to do it every year, something more. Yep.
Yeah. All right, Rick Gorman, did we leave anything out?
No, I think I just want to appreciate, obviously, you guys, but I want to appreciate all the media outlets that help us with this, obviously led by our own Eagle Tribune. And then just to everybody who puts this on, I'm part of a great committee. You know, me and Rich are only two of the people that are actively involved in making this happen. And this is just one special thing. And, you know, I don't say it in an egotistical way, but I'll put our tournament up against any tournament in New England.
Well, well said. And actually, final question. Did I ask who is the reigning, do you remember, fan section? Is it boys and girls or just one?
So it's one fan section. And last year it was the North Andover fan section.
Look at that.
First time they've ever won the Commonwealth Cup. Obviously, we North Andover, obviously being a North Andover guy myself, we don't get to the finals that often. Hopefully we'll get there again this year. But the town of North Andover came out in droves last year to see this team led by Zach Walensky, who's having a great first year at Wesleyan University, lead this pack of Knights to the first ever championship. So for me, it was a homecoming. I got to bring the Commonwealth Cup to the Crozier Fieldhouse in January to a Friday night game against Central Catholic and present it to their fan section. Special night, but you know, the two groups that have won the most Commonwealth Cups, Andover and Lawrence. So we'll see who wins it this year.
Yeah, 100% clean sweep last year for North Andover, winning on the court and off the court.
Absolutely.
All right, Rick Gorman, tournament director, co-director. We appreciate coming on the sports desk, getting the word out to the Merrimack Valley and the North Shore for the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. Follow the progress at mvhoopsguru.com, at mvhoopsguru on Twitter. There's plenty of tournament information there. Rick, can't thank you enough. We'll talk soon.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Take care.
All right, have a good one. Good luck.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, we're back on the sports desk, finishing up our final segment here, second to last show of the year. Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic coming up a couple of days after Christmas. What a tournament. I'd just like to go over the lineup. I know we talked about this with Rick Gorman a little bit, but here we go. Starts on Friday, December 27th. Boys, 1:30. Methuen versus Newburyport, Hamel Court. 2:30, girls, Pawtucket versus Westford at Lawler. 3:15, boys, Andover versus Beverly, Hamel Court. 4:15, girls, Central Catholic versus Methuen at Lawler. Then you got 5 p.m. girls, Andover versus Natick at Hamel. Then you got 6 p.m. Central Catholic versus St. John's Prep at Lawler. And then 6:45, Bridgewater Raynham versus North Andover for girls. And then boys closes it out with the nightcap, 7:45 p.m., number one North Andover at number eight Lawrence. What a tournament. Find out all you need to know on Twitter. They have Facebook as well, but Twitter, they really, really get a great tweet system going here. And they can be found at MV, stands for Merrimack Valley Hoops Guru, G-U-R-U. Check it all out. Thanks, Rick Gorman, for coming on the Sports Desk. And we appreciate all our sponsors. Second to last show in 2024. I can't believe we got here and there's one left to go. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I want you to have a great day.
Merry Christmas, everyone.